This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, man.
Good morning. How do you do?
Hey, man.
Just want to talk about the boys in blue.
Hey, man.
Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hey, man.
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup, too?
Hey, man.
How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know.
Hey, man.
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey, man. As always, shout out to the old number fives for the jingle. Rockin' Watson, yeah, we appreciate it. We're now joined
Watson,
by Royals manager Matt Cotrero. Dropped last night's game. Some good things and some bad things came out of the pregame report. Good news is Bobby Witt Jr. is back in the lineup. Bad news is Michael Wach is out with a head injury. I guess your reaction to both of those, Bobby being back and what his injury looked like, and then we'll switch over to Michael Wacha.
Yeah, well, Bobby, yeah, clearly we want to get him back in there, which was good. He made good progress quickly. It was a muscle spasm in his back. So, as we know, as you get older, sometimes those things happen. And once they release, he's a well-conditioned athlete, so he was able to get back out there. And Monday when we got here, he felt a lot better, so we were encouraged by that and hopeful that he was going to be in there yesterday, and he was. So we'll see today if he feels good, which we have no reason to think he won't. So that was great. Obviously we want him in there every chance we get. With Wacha, I'm not really able to say much more about it other than it was away from the field and ended up with a concussion. So he's going to get some more testing back in Kansas City, and a minimum of 7 days when you put somebody on the concussion IL, and we'll go from there.
Is it more serious than 7 days, or is this precautionary?
Well, we had to put him on because he was not going to be able to pitch.
Yeah.
Today was his day. So, we don't know until he gets with the doctors, but we're hopeful that it is 7 days.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question. You're probably not going to want to answer this, but I don't really care because you have to. Who are you giving the credit to? All five of your starters have been on the DL this year, and you guys are in this thing, man. Is it you that gets all the credit? Is it JJ? Is it your coaches? Like, give me an answer, because I got to give somebody credit. All five starters have been on the DL.
Well, and I think about it this way too, Bob. We got, when we start the season, we talk about needing depth, and we try to create depth. And so that's one of those things that when you look at the guys that we had planned on for depth, you have the Marshes and Kyle Wright and Zoback and guys like that, and they've all gotten hurt. So our depth has really been challenged. So some of the acquisitions like Kolek and Bergert and, the guys that have stepped up, and Noah Cameron, well, in the year, and, those kinds of guys, that's a credit to the depth, the organization, Jimmy Cuthbert and scout and pro scouting, and, the player development staff for getting guys ready. And, those acquisitions, a lot of people across the organization put a lot of time into that to make sure that there isn't a big drop off when those injuries do happen.
When you watch this team at the lineup, goes out there every night. I know some nights are struggling. That guy pitched his ass off last night for Cleveland. There's no doubt about it. So did Noah Cameron. But when you watch Noah Cameron do that, like, as a manager, how do you talk to a guy being like, I know you don't get the win, I know the team doesn't get the win, but damn it, you pitched your ass off?
Well, he's well aware of that. I mean, that was a huge outing for us. You go seven and give up two, that you're going to take that every day of the week. But not only that, knowing going into the game, everyone was aware of what was coming today without Wacha being available. And needing innings from a starter and getting really quality innings, that's the kind of thing that the team really sees and appreciates. And, no pitcher goes out there on any night thinking, well, I hope I only go five. They all want to go deep into the game, and Noah's no exception. I mean, he wants the ball every day. He would go back out there today if we let him. But so that he understands what he did and what, the quality of the game he pitched against a good team.
But I was going to say, we've seen Cags and Carter get called up here in this lineup. Obviously, two good friends. We know the story. Joel Goldberg does such a good job of reporting that. We've seen Caglione be more patient at the plate, but also in the last couple of games, we've seen the offense kind of dissipate to putting up runs. Is there anything going on differently? Is there like an approach that's not working, or is it just you've ran into some tough pitching?
Yeah, I mean, I think more of the latter. Hitting is a thing that you see come and go. I mean, it's not the most consistent thing. We've talked about this in various situations. There's always a big point on scoring position or two strike hitting or just general hitting. These two guys the last couple nights, they've pitched well. I mean, and sometimes that's the case. I mean, as has, like you mentioned, as did Noah. And sometimes pitching is ahead of hitting on certain nights. The first night was totally different than last night. We squared a bunch of balls up that first night and didn't have anything to show for it. Last night, we didn't hit as many balls hard. And, you know, last night was one of the games where a starting pitcher got ahead more than anybody I think I've seen all year. I mean, I know at one point it was 12 out of 14 first pitch strikes. And then, you know, so if you swing and you don't square it up, you're out on the first pitch. If you take, you're down 0-1, and then he's got the upper hand. He just kept pounding the strike zone. So it's some of that was just tipping your cap to him last night, and we got to move on.
All right, we got about 2.5 weeks to the end of the regular season. Like, I know you guys go in thinking, all right, we got to win every night and whatnot, but with 2.5 weeks to go, the margin of error isn't big, you know, anymore. Mm-hmm. Do you approach things differently as a manager? Is your message different? I know you don't have to tell the guys where they are and all that kind of stuff, but from your seat with 2.5 weeks to go, the push is on. What do you do differently? What changes now?
I think the only real thing that you can try to use your bullpen a little bit differently, you know, use some guys that, you know, like, you know, use a Shriver, an Ursig, or the high leverage guys when you're down a little bit more to keep you in a game or chase a win, so to speak. Or, you know, try to be a little bit quicker with your decisions in bullpen usage, I think is really the main thing, because, you know, the team that you have is the team you have as far as how you're going to score runs. If we come out pounding homers on one night, that's great. But if that's not happening, it's not like you can, if guys aren't on base, it's not like you can force someone to get on base, right? That has to happen naturally. But from a bullpen standpoint, that would probably be the biggest difference.
Will Matt go narrow that gap? Obviously, a lot of games left in the season. Still got a fighting chance for that playoff spot. So we'll be back watching tonight against Cleveland and go take care of business.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Look both ways before crossing that street.
All right, thanks.
Take care.
Hear the sirens in the background. Look out, Matt.
What do you think will be the word that we? You think roller coaster? That's gonna be the word that we describe this season. I know you said it before, but like obviously that was like 4 months ago on an Instagram video. But by the time the season's over, whether it's playoffs or not, is roller coaster the definition of the season?
I think if you're looking for one word, yeah, I think it is. But also, this is a baseball season. Like, we're not used to this, right? Because we're used to either being really, really good and, mm-hmm. and knowing we're going to get in the playoffs, or being completely eliminated by tax day.
Right. Cody and that's what's funny is Cody and I are, you know, he was leaving the bathroom. I was walking in. He was
did
like,
he wash his hands.
He did, for okay, sure. Good. You could okay, hear good. It in the hallway.
Perfect.
Three towel guy too. So
yeah, I'm a three towel guy. Yeah. Two of the pull towels, one of the automatic.
Correct.
Yeah.
Got to make sure it's still working.
That's the ratio.
So we were heading out, and I was like, well, it's tough, isn't it? Four games out. He goes, yeah, but still, like, we had JJ on yesterday, which I listened to that interview. It was good. And they asked JJ, like, what would you thought the Royals record would have been if you'd have known all these pitchers would have missed? He goes, we lost 100 games.
That's right. Yeah.
And I told Cody, I was like, the thing that I try to think about from a positive perspective from the Chiefs, and I know there's people out there, and we can dive into this later on in the week, but like the thing that I always like try to remember most is that if, in fact, you are part of the camp, because I know there's a lot of you out there, and I'm not blaming you for this, that think it's over. Last night was the dagger. That was it. I can't do this.
Even my wife said to me last night, she goes, I think they may be done. I'm like, really? Are you calling it?
And I won't say that yet, because there is still time.
No, until they're not done until they're done.
Until that magic number says zero, that you have a chance, then they're done.
That's right.
And I told Cody, I was like, September 9th. I was like, the entire first week of the NFL season played, and they're still technically in the hunt. And I take that, and I know people say, oh, my gosh, you know, blah, 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 you're a homer. No, I'm a realist. Like, I was a kid watching this team was 100 games all the time, watching, being like, oh, they're in training camp, time to root for the Chiefs. And we got to September 9th. If you think that last night was the straw that broke the camel's back, still, you got to September 9th.
Yeah, and really, I mean, like, you got to take a step back and go, we're game above 500. Every pitcher that we started the season with has been on the disabled list. That's a credit to this organization, man. Like, that is a big-time win for this organization, because they've got depth now on their staff, in their rotation, and that's great for them. It's also so good when you have the opportunity now this offseason to present to other teams pitching to get a bat in return. So that's a big plus for this season, is that we're seeing a lot of these pitchers that have filled in become very good pitchers right before our eyes. Gives you the opportunity now to use some of that collateral to get better at a position outfield that you haven't been good at all season long. This is a great thing for the Royals to see all these pitchers step it up and pitch the way that they have, because now it frees you up to do so many different things this offseason. But still, the credit ultimately, and I know Q wasn't going to say it, goes to him. That's what a manager's in charge of. The ups and downs, the human nature side of things, keeping people even keel. How easy would it have been if you were a player on that team to see all the injuries to just say, screw it and give up? That guy, Matt Quatrera, that we talk to every week, and I'm not just saying this because he's on our show every week, that's the guy who gets the credit for holding these guys stable and not letting people get down and lose their minds with all the injuries and the bad hitting that took place for most of the season. That dude kept the stable ship, man. Like, if you're talking about manager of the year, hey, you lost all five of your starters at one point to the DL, and you're still in this thing. Matt Quatrera's done a hell of a job this year.
Coming up on the other side, Kyle Brandt from NFL Network will join us here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Kyle Brandt joins the show on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Don't forget, tonight, actually, Chris Jones joins Chiefs Superfans.
Joins
Chiefs Superfans Heidi Gardner and Eric Stonestreet on the next episode of NFL Classics. After further review, a new Manning Cast style series from Vice Sports and Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions airing tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central for all of you Kansas City people on Vice TV. The episode will revisit the Chiefs' win over the 49ers in the Super Bowl as Jones, Gardner, and Stonestreet, now married, Eric Stonestreet, provide real-time commentary while rewatching the entire game with our next guest, Kyle Brandt, the legendary running back from Stevenson High School and Princeton College. Kyle Brandt, how are you on this wonderful Wednesday?
Bob and Dusty, I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me. That was a brilliant, incredibly immaculate read of the show promo, and that's how I know you guys are pros. Thank you so much.
You absolutely got it. How much fun was it to do that? Kind of reminds me of the Sklar brothers back in the day a little bit, right?
Cheap seats, yeah. On ESPN2 with Randy and Jason.
Yep.
Oh, man, they would go back and break down. Here's the 1987 Miniature Golf World Championship.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I love that stuff. But you're right. That's, you know what? That's an incredible comparison. I haven't thought of that yet. It is a lot like that. It's like, imagine the Manning cast, but all the games are just all-time classics. There's no terrible games where they have to spin in the second half, and you get to watch them with the players. And certainly doing Chiefs Niners 1, which we do tonight, was incredible to look back on for 50 different reasons, all of which you guys know.
Yeah, it was outstanding. I mean, to be there, to watch that game, to kind of relive that game, you know, that was the one, obviously, that put the Chiefs over the top and gave us that first Super Bowl that we've been, you know, lacking for 50 years and decided that that was the one that started this whole dynasty. That's a fun one to start this with.
It's a fun one, but I have to tell you, the rewatch, and this show's on the show tonight, it's an eerie thing to look back on because it's February of 2020 and like the whole world is about to change in a matter of weeks. And we were all so blissfully ignorant. The Super Bowl was really likely the super spreader that day, which is terrible.
Right.
But also, if you were a Niners fan and you're just flipping through and you see Vice tonight, what a tragedy it was for them. They had this game. They had that game four different times. The Wasp play burned them. The Garoppolo miss to Emmanuel Sanders. And then you also watch it again tonight knowing, oh, wait, the Niners are going to get him again a few years later, also have him, and also lose. So great for Chiefs fans, especially if you need it this week.
So that's the past. Let's look to the future. A guy that you're pretty familiar with here, Kyle, I want to play this 11-second audio.
It's Josh Allen and everybody else, no one better. At this point, I just don't know how you deny that. The dude at this point is pretty much inevitable.
So familiar with that voice, I think we all are, especially you. When you hear that, is it Josh Allen's league? Is there no one better right now than Josh Allen with Patrick Mahomes out there?
First of all, I love Van Smack, the pimp in the box, Jim Rome, my guy. I worked with him for 9 years. Rackham, Grab a Vine, The Jungle, Jungle Karma. It's hearing that voice is like, for me, is like if you wake up in the morning and you got like a voicemail from your ex, and like they called you and you're like, whoa, that is bringing me back. Good reasons, great reasons, fun reasons. And listen, strong take. What are we talking about? It's Jim. Strong, straight, clear take. And listen, I don't want to be prisoner of the moment. I've said this a bunch of times. Like, Mahomes is the greatest quarterback of this era, the greatest. Right now, he's certainly not the best down-to-down, game-to-game. Going back to last year, he wasn't the best at playing the position. And if that is a slap in the face of Chiefs fans, then just look at all the banners you have and say, who cares? Great job, Buffalo. You have the best quarterback. How many rings do you have? Zero. So I know people like to go to war about quarterback rankings. And if I'm splitting hairs between greatest and best, I don't care. That's my take.
Yeah, and you know, you and I think, kind of view this from the same way. Like, people want to get caught up in the moment all the time and not look at the big picture. Like, the people that are off the Chiefs bandwagon because they lost the Super Bowl or then they lost that game in Brazil. I think it's foolish right now for people to be jumping off this Chiefs bandwagon because you still have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, which, according to me, not Dan Orlovsky, is the best quarterback-coach combination in the NFL.
it's foolish, and it's also like, is this your first time watching football? Is this your first time your go around in media? Because as the kids like to say, I'm old enough to remember when you could just take a ticket like at the deli counter and line up to be the guy who said the Patriots are done, Brady's done, Belichick's lost this. I mean, there's a who's who of people you will still see getting circulated around those dumb clips. So this is repeating itself. I'm the last person normally who would be like, Chiefs, Chiefs, Chiefs. But it's like, I'm the guy who's come around now and like, wait a second. Are you actually abandoning the Chiefs because they lost the first game on a different continent and under very strange circumstances? You're just out of here? It's nuts. And wait till they lose to Philadelphia this week and there'll be even more. I am not. From my cold, dead hands will I stop believing in the Chiefs. I really mean that in 2025.
Yo, so you think they're going to lose to Philadelphia? See, I think this is the week where they roll in there and give the bird to everybody and take care of business.
See, that's an interesting thing to have the chutzpah to say that, because this is a team, of course, that they were down 34-0 to in a couple of last games that they played. Let's do a roll call of the Chiefs going into this game against the 1-0 Eagles. You have the wide receiver one is suspended. The wide receiver two is injured. The tight end who injured him is all heart, but he's old. You have some running backs who I think we all kind of respect on the field, and Pacheco and Hunt, and they're these gristled dudes, but they're not really blowing anyone away right now. And yet you're home, you're an Arrowhead, and it all comes down to, like, does Mahomes have that thing where he says, like, I heard what you just said about this guy's hurt and this guy's out, but this is still my era, and I'm going to play out of my bleeping mind, and I'm still pissed that we lost to the Eagles that badly, and I'm going to carry us. Now, if he does that, me as a content guy in the media, that is by far more interesting than the Eagles just roll over him again.
Yeah, and I'm interested to know, because we're talking to Kyle Brandt here on 96.5 The Fan, what would you say has to be drastically different from week one to week two for the Chiefs to sustain a competitive game against Philadelphia this Sunday?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is a big deal. I don't know if you guys have been talking about this, but I can't believe Jalen Carter's playing in this game.
I can't either.
Okay, good. Because I'm genuinely surprised. And I say this, like, I am an NFL employee. I thought for sure that they would have dinged him. And I'm just not really here for this explanation of, well, it was a de facto suspension. I mean, what is that, a gentleman's suspension? And what if he had done it in the second quarter and missed three quarters? Did that count as one game too? I just think, listen, I'm going to get real stiff and formal here. We as a society, guys, have so few things left that we're clinging on to, that sweet thing called dignity. There's so few left. And spitting on another person has to be part of that connective tissue. It has to be, because it is one of the worst things you can do outside of committing a major crime. I have to tell you, I coach youth football now. My son is in sixth grade. It's tackle football. The day after that game, we have practice, and the boys are messing around before practice. They're spitting on each other. I saw it. I ran over them. What are you guys doing? Well, we're doing a Jalen Carter. I was like, go run. Run 50 laps and don't ever do that again. I hate to be like, think about the kids. But I saw with my own eyes, and I was frankly surprised that there wasn't a message of, you know what, I know he missed the whole game, but that was so dumb, and the timing was so terrible, he's going to miss another whole game. So yeah. I'm surprised he's playing in this game.
I am too, and I'm not going to compare it to the Rashee Rice situation, but it's right here in front of us. It's low-hanging fruit. I understand that. But that guy missed all of last year and now is still getting a six-game suspension. The precedent that's been set is, well, if you kind of miss time, then that's going to count now going forward.
Well, hold on a second, though. Let's hit the brakes. I thought that the league is conspiring to help the Chiefs.
That's right. That was the other thing we said too, Kyle. Like if somebody on the Chiefs open slaps somebody in the face, like, you know, we saw with Travis Kelce on Friday night, we saw a gentleman spit and the punishments were what they were. And those guys were Chiefs. The whole world would be blowing up and saying the NFL is in it to fix it for the Chiefs.
Yeah. And I'm also seeing, they want Jalen Carter out there for this matchup because of the TV and everything. I don't buy that either because, frankly, I think it'd be pretty compelling TV if Jalen Carter is suspended. If they don't have that, if you go and have the respect for the league that does that and he's missing and he's not there and you compare it to the Super Bowl, there's going to be all kinds of stuff to look to in this game. You guys, one of the best things you have going for you, and by you I mean the Chiefs, you're going to get potentially combustible A.J. Brown in this game, which is always ripe for the opponent of the Eagles, the guy who didn't see the ball at all. And the guy who reads books and they has subtweets and all that. Like, if A.J. Brown doesn't get the ball early, that is a very, very good thing for the Kansas City Chiefs. So, God, this one's juicy. I like this.
Where do you think the Chiefs finish towards the end of the year, if you had to guess on this roster? Obviously, Rashee Rice comes back after week six, and then all of a sudden this team maybe gets back into a flow of things. But again, 0-1 to start against the Chargers in Brazil, this week against Philadelphia, tough matchup. But overall this year, I know it's hard to tell, but like, do you think they are still a playoff team? Do you think they are still a division winner? Or where's your mindset right now after seeing 1 week of Chiefs football?
I'm hearing the question, are the Chiefs still a playoff team? And I understand why you ask it, because people are asking it. And it's honestly unfathomable to me, because yes, there are practical reasons, injuries, age and all that, but the Chiefs have done so much to earn the respect of transcending practical reasons. All right. This is not the Broncos. This is not some team scrapping for a wild card this year. You said it, Mahomes, Reed at Al. I mean, if they have to turn their rings around and Hollywood Brown their way through this thing, they will Hollywood Brown their way through this thing, basically like we saw them do last year. So, yes, the playoff team. Yes, the division winner is still completely in the mix. You said it yourself. They may win this game. They're 1-1, and they just beat one of the best teams of this generation. I don't think they're going to win this game. I'll just candid. I think it's going to be close, but they'll lose. And I'm going to sit there with binoculars and popcorn and watch the people flee like rats on a sinking ship. And I'm staying. I'm playing the fiddle, guys. I'm going down because I think they will turn it around.
Love it. Kyle, give us a shout out for what you guys got going on Vice TV.
It's incredible. If you, in my older age right now on Saturday night, sometimes I'll stay up and I'll watch old concerts. I'll just pull up, I don't know what it is, I'll pull up a Pearl Jam concert from 1998 and just watch the whole thing. This show is like watching the concert with Eddie Vedder. You go through the all-time games with the people who played in them. Chris Jones sat with us for an hour, not a little guest hit, a full hour, and talked about Chiefs Niners 1, Stone Street, Heidi Gardner, so much color, so much comedy. It's watching old games and reliving the people who lived them and played them. It's 8 o'clock Central. Respect to Central. Respect to Missouri. And everybody watch it. It's on Vice TV tonight. If you like football, you like nostalgia, and you like your Chiefs, I promise you'll love the show. I really do.
So Pearl Jam's your number one?
All-time number one. They're my guys. Metallica is really close. And there's these murmurs, guys, that the Super Bowl's in San Francisco. That's Metallica's home city. Ooh. Would they actually have the gall to put a bunch of heavy metal white guys in their 60s out there for the Super Bowl halftime? I don't know, but it would certainly be a devil horns in the air for me if they did.
Well, if Taylor says no, then they can fall back to Metallica.
Listen, at this point, again, I'm an NFL employee. I think Super Bowl halftime is beneath Taylor. I think she's too big for it. I think she would be doing a favor for the league rather than the other way around. She's the biggest thing on earth. So if she hasn't done it so far, I don't know if she'll do it then. Plus, isn't it a little weird if she does it when a team that knocked the Chiefs out of the playoffs potentially and her fiancé is playing in the game? I don't know.
No doubt. Well, I mean, I just stumbled upon a new Pearl Jam. Sorry, I didn't know it existed. It's called Wreckage Banger.
Oh, yeah, Wreckage. That's off the new album.
Yeah.
That's an album they released last year. The whole album is fantastic. Dark Matter. It's their best album in 15 years. If you like that stuff, it's awesome.
Wow. How many times have you seen them at Wrigley?
I've seen them three times at Wrigley. One of the times the concert had like a three-hour lightning delay, and Eddie kept coming out. I saw him last summer at Wrigley, and Eddie told this whole story about meeting Walter Payton as a kid growing up at Evanston at Bears training camp. It's awesome. It's Vedder is completely, completely joyful on stage in the confines, and if anybody ever has a chance to do it, you got to go.
No doubt. Well, Kyle, we appreciate the
Thanks,
time.
Kyle.
Hope we can do it again. Take care and be easy, man.
Respect what you guys do. Thank you very much for having me.
You got it.
Like that guy.
No, I love him. I love him. I love when we had him weekly. It was such a great interview, and it just great insight and a great approach. And he's not a hot take guy. You know, he's going to look at it from a long play type thing, which is how you have to look at sports. And so when he hears people, I can tell it pisses him off, right? The Chiefs are done. Yeah, go screw off.
Yeah, he was mad about my question. He's like, how dare you ask about if this team's a playoff team? I'm going to sit back with binoculars and popcorn. And what do you say? Watch the rats scurry off. Hell yeah. I mean, pretty sure that guy's a Buffalo Bills, like diehard.
Well, no, he's gone on record. He was a Bills homer when the Chiefs were, you know, knocking the Bills out of the playoffs. And we had him on here. He would always talk about Buffalo and really liking those guys. And look, if you're not, you know, in a town that, you know, plays the Bills, if they end up making it into the Super Bowl, America will be rooting for Buffalo. That's just kind of the way it's going to be, right? Everybody wants to see kind of that underdog team win. Is there more of an underdog team in all of sports than the Buffalo Bills have been in the NFL for the last 40 years? Four straight Super Bowl losses, getting their ass kicked by the Chiefs in all kinds of ways in the postseason. Like, America would be all over the Buffalo Bills, and then they'll win it, and then nobody will root for Buffalo again.
Crazy. I mean, he's just probably been hurt so many times that he's just like, yeah, we're not going to do it. It's going to be the Chiefs. It's not us. Like, what do you – I don't know if I want to ask that question because I don't know if I've got it put together yet. Like, do you think do you think more people in Buffalo think that this is their year? Because I'm sure we've had that discussion in Buffalo many times. Or do you think more people in Kansas City think this is the year they don't make the playoffs?
No, I think more people in Buffalo believe it's their year.
Yeah, I do. Agree.
Yeah, I think it's a very, again, the people who are down on the Chiefs, it's the vocal minority. And we always give the vocal minority way too much credit because it's easy to sit around and complain. People that don't have anything to complain about, they don't jump on social media. They don't call radio shows. They don't scream and yell because they're content with where it is. And you talk to people in public and they're like, yeah, it wasn't great, but whatever, we'll be fine. I'm not going to worry about it. I think we give, for whatever reason in this country, because of social media, I really do think that's the way it is. The vocal minority gets so much credit for the way that we think everybody's feeling. And really, at the end of the day, most normal human beings aren't feeling that way. It's just the few that want to go and vent on X or Instagram or wherever it is they decide that they're going to go and vent. And so I always take a step back and go, is this social media the vocal minority, or is this reality? And I think right now with the Chiefs, I really do think at this point in time, it's the vocal minority.
Hmm.
Well, I'm looking at our poll results? Our poll results didn't feel like vocal minority, but that's just for this game. That's not for the playoffs. I'm with you. I think it's vocal minority. If you're talking about Chiefs not making the playoffs, that's a nonsense thought. I'm talking about overall course of the season.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah.
No, that would be major minority.
Well, I mean, the text line will just tell you every day on this show, at least there are a few, that'll say, guys, this isn't a playoff team. What are we talking about? So, I don't know. I'm just trying to be a voice of reason, be a voice of the people. The people's chant.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
I mean, for me, that is the vocal minority side. That's the negator side. Mm-hmm. That's the anti-chiefer side. That's the I want to be right side. And I feel like that's a lot, not a lot. That's a lot of the vocal side of things. And again, that's what we have to go on. That's what we gauge things on. But I've always felt like, man, we're dealing with the vocal. Oh, I have Twitter saying this. How many people are on Twitter? What percentage of Kansas Cityans are on Twitter? There was a time it was like 6% of our audience was on Twitter. That means 94% was not. And we're looking at that 6% like it's a huge, huge way of the way that people are thinking. And sometimes I think it's an overreaction to the way that people really are thinking.
To the way that people are thinking, to go back to Max's poll question, Fesco and Dusty's Wednesday poll, what is your confidence level of the Chiefs winning on a Sunday, this Sunday, against Philadelphia Eagles? We gave you four options, 100 to 75% confident, 75 to 50% confident, 50 to 25% confident, or 25 to 0% confident. 6.5% are with you, Fesco, with
that's it. Wow.
With 100 to 75% confident. 21.2 are 75 to 50% confident, and the winner in the clubhouse right now, 38.7% of you say 50 to 25% confident, whereas 33.7 say 25 or less.
What if they would have won the game 27-21, still lost worthy, the exact same game, but they found a way to win that game? What would people be feeling about this game today or this week? This team right now, they'd have a totally different perspective had that score been flipped and everything else remains the same. Go out and beat Philadelphia and the vocal minority will be happy. Well, maybe they won't be, but there are some people that will just never be happy. They just won't.
Yeah. I will say, though, I think it's better that they lost that game because those issues still wouldn't have been relevant. They still would have been evident. That's still there.
Yeah.
Like I said it last year, the Chiefs were 10-0 in one-score games. They're now 0-1, but I think that camouflaged a lot of the issues the Chiefs had last season. We know about the issues. We've gone over them, right? The injuries, all those things. But even past that, I'm glad that didn't happen for this week because I know this team. I know this team's leadership. They're going to right their wrongs, and now they're more in front of their face because they actually lost that game.
You're right about that. And that's what I said on Monday when we were talking about it with the Bill Self comparison. You know, these guys would win all these games. Yep. Not play the way I want you to play. Yeah, you can beat Texas Tech playing that way. You ain't going to beat, you know, Baylor. You're not going to beat Texas. You're not going to beat the big schools playing that way. Yeah, you're winning. It's great. You do it your way. That's fine. When we get against real competition, you continue to do it this way, the results aren't going to be out there. And so Bill would always chuckle. He goes, yeah, we lost. You don't like to lose. But sometimes losing, you're able to send a message as a coach. And it's better to have that now in week one and send that message and burn, jump stop this thing and let's get going in the right direction. They start 9-0, have fallacies around you, and then all of a sudden collapse, you know, and not make it into the playoffs or lose in the first round or whatever it is. You can really get things on the straight and narrow right now because sometimes coaches don't mind a loss if it means resetting and refocusing their teams.
We'll wrap up the show on the other side and get you ready for Thursday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
All right, final segment of the show. I'm going to pay off a tease from 614.
Literally?
Yeah. For those of you that want to get into radio, lesson number one, always pay off your teases. Here's Chris Carter on the Chiefs.
Well, the Chiefs have real problems. Hmm. And I do believe that the curse of losing the Super Bowl, like I don't believe they're going to win 13 games this year. But I still believe that they'll be in the playoffs and they're going to be a tough team. Mm. But when you see their marquee players, when you see one of their defenders calling out Chris Jones for lack of integrity, lost his contained line, trying to freelance to try to win a game, end up losing the game, allows Herbert to gain all those yards getting outside the pocket. Because when you're winning, you know, that's a good little deodorant to keep the stench off of you. But there have been things going on around Kansas City, and the lack of development of the receivers has been one of them with Patrick Mahomes. But when you start getting people calling people out and telling them to do your damn job, because that's what he told them to do.
But we had a former player on that said you should do that. And, God, I can't wait for Sean Smith on Friday. I'm sorry.
You ready for Sean?
I you know, not shy of opinions, but that's Chris Carter, which is
one of the biggest douchebags I've ever met. it's a funny story. My first job was in San Antonio, and the owner of the Vikings was a guy by the name of Red McCombs from San Antonio. It's 1999. They're putting on a preseason game in San Antonio. They bring a couple of players down to talk to the local media about this game, buy tickets. Chris Carter's one of them. Couldn't have been a bigger jerk.
Wow.
Years later, we have a boss named John Hanson, right? First day on the job, it's January of 2013. This was 1999. January of 2013, we're talking. He goes, oh, you've been around a while. Who's the biggest jerk you ever been around? And at the same time, we both said Chris Carter. And this is why Chris Carter took so long to get into the Hall of Fame. Didn't treat people the right way. You got to treat people the right way.
What do we say at the end of the show?
Every single day, you got to treat people the right way. So I've got 26 years of, I don't like Chris Carter and a lot of what he has to say. Some stuff there I'm not necessarily against, but there are two things that I am against. Last year has nothing to do with this year. We have got to stop that. We have got to stop saying last year versus this year, what they did last year, what they're, one does not have an impact on the other. Just like 2012 did not have an impact on 2013 here in Kansas City. The fact that he said the lack of development of wide receivers, that's just a lie. Our number one guy is suspended and our number two guy is hurt. How many people are going three deep with all-stars on the depth chart at wide receiver? So stop saying things that are flat-out lies, like the lack of development of wide receiver. No, we got a suspension and an injury to the top two guys. That ain't lack of development. That's bad luck.
Yeah, I mean, I think Chris Carter's talking out of his ass as usual. I'd agree with Bob. I haven't met the guy, but it seems like this
you're
is
not
just
missing anything.
This is just seems like this is kind of his thing. He knows everything. He's never asked a question. I feel like Chris Carter's never gone to someone and said, "Hey, I don't know about this. What do you think?" Chris Carter doesn't do that. He knows everything. So, yeah, I guess he's figured it out. We're done because I agree with Bob. I mean, what do we talk? You know the number, Bob. What's the roster turnover? How much does the team change from year to year?
It's about a third.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. What are we talking about? This is a completely new team with different pieces. And yeah, you lost two guys, one to suspension, one to injury. I'm trying to think of the deepest wide receiver core they'd have
issues.
Well,
we just didn't develop enough talent because number three is not as good as number one and two. That's why he's three!
He says it'll still be a playoff team. They just won't win 13 games. Okay.
Okay.
Sweet. We'll win 12. Yeah. We're 12
exactly.
and 5.
What a hot take.
I mean, it's just wrong, though. But those are the narratives that get pushed. Well, the Chiefs don't know how to draft and develop wide receivers. They don't have anybody.
They didn't develop Rashee Rice?
They did.
They developed Xavier Williams?
They did.
What? That's back-to-back years?
Suspension, injury. Like, it's not because they're not playing good.
Actually, it's injury, suspension, injury.
Yeah, exactly. That's the other thing.
There's another tier to that leg. No pun.
I mean, like, unbelievable.
Unanimous Texas coming in on the text line. It's because he doesn't have a fall guy.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That is good. He wasn't wrong there. You don't say it.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, wrong. You don't say it.
Yeah. But a big game on Sunday. 325, Philadelphia in town. I feel like I keep going back and forth in this game. I don't know how I can take Mahomes as a home dog. I really don't know how I can do that. Because I've said before on the show that I will continue to believe that this team is a Super Bowl contender until they prove to me that they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I have to stay standing on business that I will understand that Mahomes at home is not an underdog until he proves me that it's right. And I got to go with my gut there. And I've said all week, I think this is a Philadelphia game. I looked at last week's game with the defensive line, zero pressure. Jalen Hurts has the best offensive line in football and the best defensive line in football. And maybe Philadelphia comes in a little cocky. It would not surprise me with who their head coach is. Do they have them ready to play? Do they still care? They beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. That is their Super Bowl. Literally, they beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. When they lost to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, we saw Nick Sirianni's reaction. He was on cloud nine. He was talking crap to the Chiefs fans. And yet, now they come in as the favorite in Arrowhead, first game of the season. Jackson County, Johnson County, Nixon 5, going to be there. Lions will start at the door at, 5 a.m.?
Gates open at 11.
All right.
Parking gates open. There's people out there now getting ready for this. There's some guy out there right now going, "We're winning, and I'm going to be the reason why." And but that's what we need on Saturday.
That's exactly
Sunday.
Right.
I mean, we need to be nuts. Believe me, let's get nuts.
I'll get nuts. David and KC, great reference. David and KC has a good. He has his thing. He says the narrative is correct when you look at the facts.
The narrative.
What narrative?
They can't develop wide receivers, or what narrative? You can be more specific.
Yeah. What narrative?
That they're done. I don't know.
David and KC.
Yeah, you got to help me out there.
Yeah, I don't know what narrative you're talking about, but
there was any narrative that just was spewed by Chris Carter. No.
No.
It was all incorrect.
Yeah. I mean, it was just wrong.
David, the sports machine in KC.
Oh.
Right, Cheetah. Somebody says Mahomes is as a dog is easy money. That's what I'm saying, man. Come on, man. Like, you know they see it. You know they're looking at it. You know they see the line. Oh, hey, guys, we're not supposed to win this game. All right.
Travis is on the podcast today that just got released, the Garage Beer podcast that he does with his brother, you know, New Heights, which Garage Beer is really good. I'm not a huge beer drinker anymore.
I like the hint of lime.
I like it. It's really a good beer. It's really smooth. It's very drinkable. I like it a lot. Where was I going? Oh, he's devastated.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Get it over the Xavier Worthy stuff. Like, he's like, I'm year 13. I can't be doing this kind of stuff. I've got to be better. So he's taking ownership, and Dusty goes, that's a good thing.
It is.
That's a really good thing that he's taking that ownership, because I'm sure that's going to motivate him even more to go out there and say, all right, if this kid can't play, it's my fault. I need to step it up, and I need to be big. That's why I got him with another touchdown this week.
What are you going to do next week?
Kelsey again.
Here we go. Coming up on the other side is Cody Golden-Drew from 10 to 2. Royals and Verner in action starting at 4:30 tonight on 96.5 The Fan. But as always, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their month, their day, their week, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the same station at the same time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.